We're in studio with Carolyn Joy of Joy Wine and Spirits, and let's talk about your upcoming Chili Cook-Off, the 6th annual Chili Cook-Off at Joy Wine and Spirits on Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 5.
Yeah, this event started 6 years ago now as a opportunity for our staff to become involved. We're all so grateful, and we all have so many opportunities that a lot of other people don't have. But there are people that just don't have food or shelter. And so our objective with this was to choose a charity that really served people's needs.
The charity you've chosen this year is Project Worth More. Before current conversations about refugee status, this organization has been helping refugees in the Metro Denver area.
They were a relatively small organization compared to a lot of ones that we looked at. They help people put food on their table. And Denver actually receives quite a few refugees. And this organization, Project Worth More, helps them by providing cultural mentorship. You know, how do you go to the grocery store? How do you get your kids to school? What's American life like? So some people sort of adopt a family, but what we're doing with our Chili Cook-Off is all of the profits raised will go to Project Worth More. And we're hoping that a lot of these go toward their welcome baskets, which they get 50 pounds of rice, a rice cooker, cleaning supplies, because sometimes people don't put a priority on cleaning supplies because they have to feed their family. But, you know, that's also really important to live in a clean environment.
All right. Now, I've asked you to prepare a pairing for chili because you'll have so many chilies from these restaurants.
And one thing I want to add real quick is that we also have an amateur division. So we're really hoping maybe we have some listeners that will come down and volunteer, and we've got great prizes for them.
Chili con conga, chili con conga.
You know, chili is red, green, white, vegetarian, beans, no beans, meat, whatever. I brought down two wines today, but we're going to taste one. The one that we're tasting is a red wine. It's called Torremoron. It's from Ribera del Duero in Spain. And this is the 2013. And I chose this wine because it's a really versatile wine. It doesn't have a lot of alcohol or a lot of oak, which is kind of unusual for this region of Spain, where a lot of the wineries are really just about oak management. And it's very interesting how they're using American oak, Hungarian oak, French oak. Wineries in this region are really managing oak, but this winery is different because this is completely un-oaked. It's 100% Tempranillo. It's really fresh. It's such a great value. And so it really melds well with a variety of chilies. If you had something spicy, you don't want something too alcoholic because sometimes the heat will compete with the spice.
With the heat of the chili.
Exactly. Yeah. And so this is something that you can swig down a lot and it will complement your chili. Cheers. Or salud, maybe, since it's a Spanish wine. It's super clean. It's got a lot of black cherry, kind of some incense and... Well, you tell me what you get from it. I like it or I don't like it.
Well, I like it. It's not super dry, and it's not super sweet. It's very fragrant. When you opened it, it just kind of filled the area, our studio here where we're sitting.
Yeah. A lot of times what we're looking for is how does it just feel in my mouth?
Yeah.
How does it feel when I swallow it? Is it balanced? Or do I like it?
Or in this case, I want some chili now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe some food would taste good with this wine.
Yeah. That's it. Exactly. What's the other one you brought?
So the other one that I brought is called Bohigas. It's a Zarello, a white grape from Spain that usually goes into Cava, which is their sparkling wine. It's completely organic. And I chose this. I really like white wine and something with a little more fruit. And again, a little less alcohol. This only has 12.5% alcohol with like green chili and white chili because I love that spice and that kind of roasted, smoky flavor that you get from a green chili. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of balance it out with this bright fruit, limey, a little bit of acid and sort of a round peachy kind of apricot floral taste. So
This
is, again, these are two stellar values. We'll be pouring wine at the Chili Cook-Off. We'll have tons of beer. We've got local spirits.
And how many kinds of chili do you have?
So a lot of the restaurants, most of the restaurants keep returning, and it's fun to see how their chili progresses because sometimes it's not just about the chili. It's actually about the garnish. So sometimes people make a little...
Really?
Well, they make a little tamale. Or one year, Jeff Osaka, he ground up his Fritos, and for some reason, the texture in that was really delicious.
Ah. The chili alone is not enough anymore. You're in Denver, a foodie town.
Oh, yeah. Huh? So, like, somebody made a cream, like a little ice cream chaser, which was really fun.
Oh, nice.
One year. But really, I mean, and I don't want to scare away any amateurs because, you know, it's just fun. And sometimes just a basic chili wins. We have professional judges, and then we also have people's choice. So there's a lot of opportunity there for our cooks.
It is Sunday, October 23rd at Joy Wine and Spirits at 6th and Marion in Denver from 12 to 5. And you want to go to the website, joywineandspirits.com. Project Worthmore is the beneficiary. And
Kuvo will be there. We're really excited to have Arturo again. He'll be returning, as well as our previous chili cook-off winners, Cafe Brazil and Table 6 and Fruition. And
music from Arturo.
Definitely. He makes it a lot of fun.
Salud.
Salud.